This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Congressional Democrats are telling the Justice Department they want the full report put together by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This as Republicans say it is time to move on from the investigation of now disproven allegations of collusion between the Donald Trump presidential campaign and Russia. For his part, Mr. Trump says releasing the full report would not bother him. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders today repeated the president's claim of complete exoneration, despite Mueller's finding to the contrary on the issue of obstruction of justice.
It is a complete and total exoneration, and here's why. Because the special counsel, they said they couldn't make a decision one way or the other. The way the process works is then they leave that up to the attorney general. The attorney general and the deputy attorney general went through and based their decision on Mueller's investigation. This wasn't based on just their own ideas and their own thinking. It was based on Mueller's investigation.
Israeli warplanes carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight in response to rocket fire into Israel from the Palestinian territory. According to media reports, the Israeli raids hit dozens of targets across Gaza, including the office of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has returned home early from the United States. AP correspondent Aaron Heller.
He came back early because of the latest crisis here at home. He'd met in Washington with President Donald Trump. And now that he's back, he's meeting with his top military brass to discuss the latest steps. He's under a lot of pressure politically just 2 weeks before Israeli elections to strike Hamas hard, but at the same time seems wary of being drawn into a full-fledged conflict this close to the election.
Before leaving Washington, the prime minister witnessed President Trump signing an executive order granting U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The U.S. House of Representatives will vote today on whether to override President Trump's veto of legislation that would undo his declaration of a national emergency at the nation's southern border. He is expected to easily prevail. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office is calling on the government of Mali to investigate the killing of more than 150 people and to bring the perpetrators to justice. The agency says an attack Saturday in central Mali marks a significant increase in violence. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations reports that over the past year, fighting between the Fulani and Dogon ethnic communities has resulted in the deaths of some 600 women, children, and men. Disputes over land and water between Fulani herders and Dogon hunters are common, but the fighting has grown increasingly violent. The Human Rights Office reports survivors of Saturday's attack, most of them Fulani, said Dogon traditional hunters attacked the village of Ogosagu with automatic weapons and hunting rifles.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. The Trump administration's trade accord with Mexico and Canada faces an uncertain future, and President Trump is stepping up efforts to win congressional backing. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president's top trade negotiator has said if Congress does not pass the so-called USMCA, the U.S. will have no credibility with other trading partners like China. But Republicans are at odds with parts of the plan, including steel and aluminum tariffs on products brought in from the two nations, and say they need to see adjustments before approving it. But the administration knows any tweaks to win their support could jeopardize backing in Canada and Mexico. The president's meeting with GOP lawmakers today to start rounding up votes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador has asked Spain and the Vatican to apologize for the conquest of the Americas 5 centuries ago. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has a report.
Mexico's president sent a letter on March 1 to Spain's King Felipe and Pope Francis over what he calls the invasion and the many misdeeds that were committed in the period. In a video filmed at a Mayan ruins in the state of Tabasco and posted on social media, the president asks for an apology to the original peoples for the violations of what are now known to be human rights. The Spanish government has replied, regretting that the letter has been made public and rejecting its content with all firmness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An independent panel of experts will investigate how U.S. regulators certify that planes are safe to fly after 2 deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliners. The Federal Aviation Administration denies that aircraft companies are allowed to police themselves or to certify their own planes. Gene Randall, VOA News.